ultimately, we are just excited about our Savior. John chapter number 12, starting at verse number 35, is where we are going. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you, for he that walketh in darkness knoweth not. I want you to pay close attention to this. He that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Verse 36 says, while ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed and hid himself from them. I want to preach just for a little while on this topic. Where's the light? Where's the light? Can we pray? Heavenly Father, I ask you to reach down into this service today with your anointing and help us to recognize the value of allowing ourselves to no longer be the guiding light, but to look to the light of all lights, and that is ultimately you, God. I'm asking you, God, to help me to impart into this people what you put into me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Light. It's something that makes vision possible. It's something that allows you to be able to illuminate your path, if you will. I don't know how many of you grew up scared of the dark. How many of you are still scared of the dark? Some of us. I had a friend of mine for many years, still a friend of mine, from New York. He was a rough and tumble kind of guy. Used to fight all the time. He wasn't scared much of anything. Police officer, sometimes. He played part-time cop, if you will. We lived where we lived before was way back off the road. Some of you have been there, you know kind of where it's at. And he drove back our driveway one night, and he gets out of his car, and you could see him looking around before he got out of the car. He said, I don't know how you live back here. I'd be scared to death in back here. He said, I'm okay if there's street lights, and I'm okay around gangs. I'm okay downtown. But you put me out in the middle of the woods, and there's got to be coyotes out here. I said, bro, them coyotes are more scared of you than you are of them. Ultimately, growing up as a child, many people are scared of the dark. But I'm amazed at how much the Scripture talks about the dark. Talks about the fact that there is dark. I'm sorry, but I'm going to lose my voice if I don't give myself a little more monitor. Psalms chapter 119 said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalms 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? John 8:12 says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light, the light of life. Acts 13:47 says, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. John 1:5 said, the light shineth into darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Another scripture reads, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:14 says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. 1 John 1:17 says, but if you walk in the light, he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleansing us from all sin. Ephesians 1:18 says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I know I don't usually read a lot of scriptures, but I just wanted to give you some context of how much, and that was only a small portion of them, of how much we must recognize the value of the light of Jesus Christ in our every single day life. Many of you grew up with grandparents, or a generation or two generations before. It was not uncommon to have a Bible laying somewhere on a table in the living room. It wasn't uncommon to walk in a bedroom and have to dust or move around stuff so you could dust the furniture and find a Bible laying somewhere in the bedroom. Probably even wasn't uncommon to get in the car. And before everybody could get in the car, I would say buckle up, because they didn't buckle up back then. Before they would get in the car, they'd probably have to move the Bible out of the seat, what they carried to church. And there was Bibles all around our lives. It was not uncommon to have family sit down at the dinner table. Dad would bow his head and the children would bow their head and mom would bow her head. One of the kids might squeak or say something funny, and mom would cut those eyes and say, don't you interrupt while dad's praying. We need to pray for our food. Put that fork down, son. My, how things have changed. The difference is not that we are a different people. The difference is not that he's a different God. The difference is not that society has just changed so dramatically. The fact is, folks stopped walking in the light. Wasn't that God drifted away from us, but God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Did he not say, I change not? So what's changed? Ultimately, we have slowly drifted out of the light. Even the song that I sung today, I grew up singing it as a little child. Memorized that song, and we used to sing it as just little tykes all the way up to even when I was a youth pastor, I would get our young people singing that song just for fun. But as I was studying for this message, I started listening to the words of that song as I was singing it under my breath, and I realized that song's not real biblical. You say, what do you mean? This little light of mine? No, it's not my light at all. That little light of his. It's actually reversed. I'm probably still singing it with the kids, because the moral of the story is just let your light shine for the world to see. And he shines through us. I get all that. But ultimately, when you really look at the wording, it does exactly what society is doing today. It's become more about my little light that shines around me, that I control the light switch. I control the dimmer switch. I know when it's on and I know when it's off. And it's more about my light than it is truly about his. You see, what is darkness? Actually, if you look at the definition of darkness, darkness is absence of light. The fact that light has vacated the premises is the only reason light, darkness is even allowed to persist, is because there is no light. You see, God did not intend for man to walk in darkness. That's why he came and shed his blood on Calvary. That's why he died on a cross, a brutal death, the beating and the stripes and all the stuff that went before him, so that we could walk in the light He said, I came so that you could have life and you could walk in the light, that you would no longer be bound by darkness. You see, ultimately, darkness exists purely because men, according to the scripture that we read there, chose to walk in darkness and chose to walk absent of light. You see, there's a scripture that says men love darkness more than light. You see, what causes us to fear the dark? Ultimately, it's the unknown. Even in studying for this message, I wanted to pull up the definition for dark. So I just punched in dark on Google so it would pop up Wikipedia and Merriam-Webster's dictionary as we normally would do. If you want to know where our society is at and how far it's gone off the rails, you know what popped up was not a definition of the true meaning of darkness. It was dark YouTube videos. It was dark, the movie Dark. I don't even know what it is, but it didn't look like anything I'd want me or my kids to watch. Instantly it went to the dark side of the spiritual world instead of giving me a definition. Just by you know what that tells me? Even just a child punching in a simple definition on their cell phone that they carry in their pocket, and instantly it kicks up a movie that they should never even be allowed to watch. That's normal society today. What is that? It's because people have chose to walk absent of light. I did a lot of coon hunting in my years, me and my son. If you'd never coon hunted, you may not know, you coon hunt in the dark. You don't coon hunt in the daytime. Coon only move usually at night. And the nights you would coon hunt, it was, you want to choose the darkest nights. The coon don't like the light. So if it's a full moon, just leave the dog in the pen and the kennel. Don't bother wasting your time. You're just going to chase the dog, not the coon. But I remember those nights of coon hunting. And we would go out there. And when I was young, I remember hunting with my dad. At first, I was scared of the dark. I didn't know what was around the trees. I didn't, natural kid, you're walking through the middle of the woods. And when I first started hunting, I noticed my brother was always right behind my dad. If my dad took a step, he was stepping on his boots. Every step. And I figured out real quick, I'm going to be in the back because he's bigger than I am and he's scareder than I am. And every step, I was getting the switches coming across my nose as it would brush off his coat as we were walking through the woods. And it was almost, at first I tried, well, maybe if I just slip around him with my light off and I can get in behind Dad, maybe, and wouldn't take very long, I would be pushed to the side. And there would go my brother again, right behind my dad. Didn't take very many times of coon hunting. I was in the back and I was in the dark and I would look around and I would think, this is really not bad out here. There really isn't no coyotes waiting on the backside of the oak tree to jump out and snatch me. There really isn't anything out here to be scared of, because as long as I can see my dad's light, I'm not lost. As long as I know where that light is at, I can always get there. The only danger I would ever have is when I would turn my light on bright and I couldn't see his, was the only time I would become disoriented. Ultimately, our life is no different. I've had nights, probably the worst time to coon hunt is in the summertime. Not only are you fighting mosquitoes, but the woods looks nothing like in the summertime what it does in the wintertime. If you've ever did any hiking or ever got out in the woods and you realize in the wintertime, in Indiana, we're in square miles, so it's basically cut in big squares, and you can see through the woods, you can see the next field, and you can see lights all around you, but not in the summertime. The foliage completely engulfs the woods. And I've been hunting in the summertime when I will get out in the woods and I'm following the dog and I'm listening to the dog. And I learned, I would hunt by myself a lot, as my wife and children know. I preferred to hunt by myself unless my boy was with me. But even then, it seemed like you get distracted. And I always wanted to pay attention to my dog. I trained dogs all the time. So my intrigue was, what was the dog doing at every single minute? And I would stand there and I virtually would never use a light, because I learned how to walk in the dark without a light. And you can sense what's there, and your eyes acclimate to the darkness. The first few times I hunted by myself, I was more afraid when I get back to the truck than I was in the woods, because I could control what was in the woods. But when I was coming back to the truck, you don't know who's parked by the truck. So I learned they've got a light on because they're scared to be in the woods. I can walk through the woods without a light, and they have no clue where I'm at. And I got in a habit. I just tell one of my secrets. I got in a habit, if I was hunting by myself, I'd get within about 50 yards of the truck, and I would just stand there with my dog and just make sure nothing else in the road was actually there before I head on out of the woods. I remember one particular night I was standing in the woods, and it was a known drug road behind Walkerton on a gravel road back there that I hunted along a ditch in some woods back there. And the kids from town would come out there, and they would park their cars and do things they weren't supposed to and trade their drugs and all that kind of stuff. Well, I was hunting by myself one summer night, and I'm standing there, and I'm in the dark. They seen my truck, and I seen a car, and I seen the car stop by my truck and then go past my truck and then back up behind my truck. Then they parked the car. They had no idea I was standing about 60 yards from them, and they had no clue I was there. The only problem was the gun was in the truck. I just kept the light off, and pretty soon they went to the dog box, they went to the truck. Well, I locked my dog box with my guns in there, and I locked the truck when I got out of the truck, and they couldn't get in anything, so they just kind of went on. And I realized at that moment that oftentimes what makes us afraid of the dark is the unknown. But if you can see what's in the dark, it takes out the fear. It takes out the frustration. You don't always know the outcome, but you know your circumstances if you have just a little bit of light. I learned, and I know this is not a full lesson on coon hunting, but you're going to get a full dose of it today. I learned when I was in the woods in the summertime and all the foliage was on, chasing that dog, I'd get disoriented. Didn't look like normal. And you know what? Every oak tree starts to look the same. You get back through two sections of woods, and you're following a dog, and all of a sudden the dog's treed, and you get ready to walk out, and you think, which way is the truck? And you think, well, I'll stick to my instincts. I'm pretty sure I come from that way. And you start walking that way, and you're walking, and you're walking, and you're walking, and pretty soon you think, I should have been there by now. Maybe it's the other way. So you go back the other way, and you start walking and walking and walking and walking. And pretty soon you start getting a little nervous because you don't know the way out of the woods. Did you know the real reason you don't know where to go is because when your light is on your head, and it's illuminating everything around you, what I realized was when I started walking back the other way, I came back to the same place I left a few minutes ago. What I was doing was walking around in a circle, thinking I was walking out, but I was just walking round and round the woods on the inside. And I learned I was completely lost, but if I would turn my light out and just look for the light of the field, if I could see the glimpse of light where the moon and the stars would light up the field a little bit. You could see in the distance, you can see a contour change. And you can look towards that North Star because it never lies. And it's the same every time. You see, ultimately, this is just like our lives. We go through our life and we illuminate ourselves of what we can control and what we can handle and what we can do. But it doesn't take very long that we get disoriented. Every day all of a sudden starts to seem the same. Tomorrow's just another repetition of what today was. It's the same struggles. It's the same bills. It's the same pressures of life. It's the same frustrations that I had last week and last month and last year. And it just seems like it's just a vicious cycle over and over and over and over and over again. And you know what? I come to tell you as a preacher, we're gonna bring it from Kuhnhutten to a little bit more spiritual. As long as you're content to use your own light, there's a way that seemeth right to man, but the end therein is destruction. It's monotony. It will lead you in a circle. And you think you know it's right. And you think you know the way. But if you'll just turn your light off, look for the one light that never changes. That one consistent thing from the beginning of time that's never changed. It's never wavered. There's no variance in Him. He's always the same. He's at the same spot at the same time. He keeps the world spinning on its axis exactly on the same sequence. Not too fast and not too slow. Holds all of the orbit just so the sun don't get too close. And the moon gives the shade so that we can have our seasons. And everything is just moving in perfect harmony. You want to know why? Because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. But the issue is, the scripture I read just a little bit a while ago, it said, men chose to walk in darkness. Why do we choose to walk in darkness? What causes us? Knowing that this way is not working, and I've always said this, and you say, do I really need to go to church? Do I really need to do all that? Do I really need to pray? Do I really need to read my Bible? Is all that necessary? And I always say, well, you know what? If it doesn't work, you can always go back. But is the way you're going working? If it's not working, take a chance. You will never change your situation without picking up a day and saying, I'm going to do something different today because I'm tired of this situation. But what is the fear of that? I can tell you the fear. I remember the night I was hunting up in Michigan in some very uncharted territory. And if you ever hunted up there where they have the skiing thing up there, I remember what the name of it is, where everybody goes up skiing in Michigan, and it's some Swiss Valley, it's some huge hills, and it's no man's land. It's there is no houses, there's very few roads, it's nothing out there. And we were hunting out there, and it was late, and I was tired, and we had walked and walked and walked, and I was not sure where in the world we were at. And you know what? It was a pretty daunting thing because you could literally walk 40 miles and never see a road. I remember what it was when I got just a little glimpse of a field. I knew if there's a field, there's a lane, because somebody had to get there to till it. There was hope. And you know what? As I finally realized, if I just turn my light off and walk in the dark and watch for the light. That eventually, you know what, it may be a long way back to the truck because I may be going the wrong way to get there. And some of you can attest to that. I may have taken a scenic route to get to Jesus Christ and the ministry God's given me. But you know what? I wonder if you just look the devil in the eye and say, you know what? I'm still here and I made it and you didn't get me. I remember what it was as you're walking fast and the briars are hitting you in the face. But you know if you turn your light back on, you may lose that vision because another tree will block the view and you'll get turned around again. So you leave the light off and you're just going like everything just to get to the light. So you can just get to a known variable. And you know what? There are so many of you that you came into this place one day and your life was exactly like that. You had wandered around in a circle over and over and over again. But somebody said, I went to a meeting one night and my heart wasn't right, but something got a hold of me. I recognize, I see a glimpse, and I don't know what's there, but if I can get there, I've got hope. You see, the danger is most people die from being lost because they freak out when they've lost all hope. The worst thing you can do when you're lost in the woods is to panic and use your own light and try to find your own way. You know what they say the best thing to do is if you're completely lost in the woods, make provisions just to stay all night right there and don't move. Because there's one variable that never changes. The sun's going to come up in the morning. And if you can just hold off till the sun comes up, there will be light. And you know what? When you don't have anything else to turn to, this preacher said, you just hold on to only what you know. And that's there's a God and he loves me. And if I don't have to keep wandering down this path, but if I'll just hunker down and look for the light will lead me down the path that I need to go. Know what it is to have that stuff slap you in the face. And some of you are in this state today. You made it into this place. You finally got some bearings. And you know what? You finally made it to the truck. You know what it is when it